And one further thing, I'm glad you brought up the three appointed members. Just as a board member who tries to keep up on the politics of it, I do hope, and I've asked Dave Greenspan to consider advocating for something to, you know, take that piece out of the budget. I don't think it belongs there. To me, by adding, even though these three business leaders, I get what they're trying to do, and I get that that's been a push to have our kids college and career ready, and we do need to have strong connections to our business community, which I believe we do in Westlake. Really, I think that's a way to over-politicize a group of people that are charged with governance that are already a political body. By having appointees, that changes the whole structure, and it really usurps the community's ability to really work the democracy the way they work it, which is by voting on the people they want to represent them in their community. When you start having appointed members, you run the risk of what's happened to our State Board of Education, which is now, I believe, 9 appointees out of 20 state elected members. And, you know, that is something that, again, has over-politicized. I believe, my opinion as an individual, has over-politicized our State Board of Education, which really passes a lot of the decision-making from the state legislature onto what we are able to do or not do here at our local level. So just my 2 cents on it.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, everything that the, just went ahead and just said.
I think it's important to contact our legislators and let them know where we stand.
Thank you.
Okay, board committee reports. I'll start off with legislative. Not a whole lot to report because the House and Senate are just starting to introduce the bills for the new General Assembly. You can find information on these bills using OSBA's bill tracker, but there's not a lot of information on it yet. There's two that stood out to me. House Bill 8 is a records exemption. It's to exempt from public records certain information concerning minors related to traffic accidents involving a school vehicle. So if they're a passenger in a school vehicle, certain information will be exempt from public records. It's just being introduced. There's no detail. There's no hearing on it yet. The other one was House Bill 14, which is an automatic voter registration. This was interesting because this requires eligible people in certain government or school databases would automatically be registered to vote. So I don't know the intent of this, the reasoning why, but both of these are not currently pending with any committee or no action is being taken on them, so I'll keep an eye on that. The Ohio Department of Education released its draft state plan for the Every Student Succeeds Act. They are accepting comments until March 6th, and they will use these comments to incorporate changes in their final plan, which will be submitted to the Federal Department of Education in April. So that's it for me.
And I would just, to piggyback off that, I just happened to see my email today or yesterday that the OSBA was sponsoring, I believe it was OSBA sponsoring a webinar about ESSA for probably board members and administrators to learn a little bit more about that. So I have to check the date, but I think it's at the end of this week.
Student Achievement. I just want a couple things to report. This Thursday, February 9th, at the high school at 7 p.m., there's a meeting on AP, IB, and College Credit Plus courses targeted at juniors, but anyone can attend. And then also March 9th at 7 p.m. is Junior College Night, so where the juniors are starting the process of looking at colleges. That's all I have.
Policy.
It's Carol and Bob at the new policy.
Oh, policy, yeah, we're policy. Well, we, and we don't have any report because we approved a whole mess of policies this last meeting. So I'm pretty proud of the policy committee. Well done.
Yep.
Self-promotion there.
No official report for the finance and audit committee. One thing I would say though is we continue to meet with the city to look at options as relates to land swap and valuation of lands. So we make sure we make the most appropriate deal with the city that's in the best interest of everybody.
And if I can just jump in with the audit, and I apologize, I didn't let John know beforehand. But just today, the Auditor of State's Office representative stopped by and gave us our award with distinction from the Auditor of State for our clean audit. So the audit has come back, and like we spoke about at the last board meeting, everything came back very clean. I'm very proud of the work that the Treasurer's Office staff does. They do a fantastic job, and it's recognized by the state of Ohio. So just like to let you know.
Well, thank you. Congratulations.
You know, we'll have to find a place for...
All the other ones?
Yeah. We're very fortunate to have a long history of the district having very, very good audits.
Are they all in the same one? You're just putting the one on top of it?
Yeah, that's really thick, that's why.
I know, me too.
It's a long hallway for them.
Please tell your staff excellent work, as always.
I will do that. Thank you.
And this is tied to, in the past, sometimes Dave Yost has come to board meetings.
Correct.
I think in the spring, so let us know if that's something that he will be...
I will do that. I think he's on the campaign trail this year, but, you know, we'll see.
Governor Yost.
All right.
Curriculum?
Yeah, we don't have a report at this time.
And community outreach, Carol, you have something?
Just a couple of things, like Mr. Stoll, I wrote down a few things. Lots has been going on in the district, and I know board members, our district leadership team, many, many staff members have been involved in some of these things that I'll highlight, and there are too many to highlight. So just highlight some things where we've been out and about. One thing that's coming up is, this is the third year of our elementary schools, One School, One Book. The first year, I believe it was Hilliard and Holly Lane that started, and then all of a sudden, everybody got our... Maybe it was Hilliard first, then the second year, the two schools, and now all four. So real exciting. What's really neat about this is a book is chosen by a committee, and parents are involved with that as well. And it is a book that everybody reads. And so we're all reading the same book. Board members are reading the same book. Administrators, teachers. I believe OPC Group are getting the book. If not, talk to me. We'll make sure you get the book. We got a sneak peek, didn't we?
Oh, we got the book.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not allowed to tell what it is, and there'll be a big reveal for the kids. So there's a lot of excitement. What's really nice about that, speaking of business advisory, is we've included, actually not us, but the schools that are working on this have included some wonderful business partnerships around Westlake. So students and families can go into kind of family-friendly businesses and then find the character from the book and get a ticket to win a raffle at their school if they go into those businesses. So we thank the businesses for supporting that, and there'll be some pictures or posters up so you'll be able to see the One School, One Book businesses. And a couple of things that was, one thing that was mentioned with our ICON presentation was our incredible tech design winners, our student design winners. We've got the Home and Garden Show, which is a fixture this time of year, kind of gets us out of those winter blues. And again, we had Westlake High School team really took a lot of awards, first place winners, second place winners, and fourth place winners. And the theme this year was the Great Urban Reuse House. So that was their design theme that they had to do. The other thing, and I know we've talked about possibly having the students come in, you know, we could have the model home folks in as well as the tech students. We had seniors, Sneha Ramachandran, Carter Hoon, Leah Chobin, Jordan Sherwin, and then junior Jill Eddy, who won an award for a mobile app they designed called Alert You, and I think this is a Verizon award. And they won at the state level and now are entered in at the national level. And if you want to help, there's also a fan favorite award, so you can write this down. You can text 22333, and I know Kim already put this out in the communique, and just vote for Alert You and spell it correctly, because when I voted, it took me 3 times because I'm a terrible speller, and it wouldn't take it. Kindergarten information night, I know Scott Goggin had talked to me about that and said that it was well attended. Things have gone very well for that, and registration's coming up in March. And Coaches for Cancer, we had a real big weekend and week. Coaches for Cancer, Westlake Demon Athletic Booster, Spaghetti Dinner, and Fiddler on the Roof were just all great successes over the weekend. I understand our boys basketball team won. I understand that our girls basketball team just earned a second seed in districts. And their game will be on February 23rd, so everybody get out there and support that. We had a senior, Jeremy McCabe, who performed with the All-State Jazz Band and had a real nice contingency of supporters with him. Our fourth grade at Holly Lane, this was put out in our social media as well, Han Piazza's fourth grade did an integration simulation, and it's something that they've done in the past where they set up Ellis Island and the kids go through that simulation. I know we've got some Holly Lane folks here that are part of that. Founders Day, which is a wonderful celebration of our PTA volunteers and really how well our PTA and our school staff work together. That is coming up next week on Thursday. And it's just a wonderful dinner. And I that's about it. I do know the City Club had a great speaker last Friday, and Mr. Kraft and I were able to attend. It was Dr. Andy Hargraves, who is one of the top leaders in educational theory and really practice in the U.S. and Canada. And he was there speaking about leading from the middle. So that was very helpful and enlightening. And that's my report.
Thank you. Okay, new business. Turn it over to you.
I do. Tim and Karen had to wait this whole time.
Yeah.
For
this. Yes, see Sean in PowerPoint though.
That's what's that? Oh, really?
Oh, was he?
He's an icons pictures.
Well, really, we have the one item I do have is Exhibit C1A, which is a resolution to approve a commendation. Resolved that the Westlake Board of Education hereby commends Tim Freeman for his 11 years of service to the Westlake students and community. I wanted to take a minute, and I know each board member does as well, to address Tim and Karen. Just to give you a little background, Tim, as it stated, has been here 11 years, took over as principal of Westlake High School in 2006. However, while he was the principal of the high school, still is, till the end of the week, it was more than a job for Tim. Westlake was also a family that actually included his own family. While the commendation here talks about Tim in this transaction or move, we'll also be losing Tim's wife, Karen, who's also a Westlake employee and will be traveling with him to Columbus. As she should. But we also had...
She didn't know there was any other option.
Yeah. Well, now there isn't because the house is sold.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also had Tim and Karen's children. Sarah, Stephanie, and Sean all graduated from Westlake High School. So a big thing to understand is that this wasn't just a job. It was not only something that included his immediate family, but really has become an extended family for Tim as well. I will tell you personally, I've known Tim for a long time, but that was through coursework that we took together. I met him through that. That was years ago. And it really has changed coming in here and being able to work with Tim. When I like to walk the buildings, and every time I go to the high school, Tim will join me as I walk around the hallways to see what's going on. And the thing about this job, you know, that I was always taught was
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's evident in watching Tim walk through the hallways. It could be a casual fist bump. It could be, I remember one time walking and a student stopped Tim to tell him a stupid joke. Because that's what, well, not that your jokes are stupid. but the kid's goal was to be able to tell him a joke he hadn't heard. And while I could talk to you about how much I respect Tim and how he goes through the process of any type of initiative with his staff and the vision he has for that building and the culture that he's created, what really stands out are the relationships that he's built. And those will carry on for a very long time. And I'll tell you what's interesting is when you talk to Tim and it, having him, there's the student connection, but there's also the coworker employee connection, where one of the things Tim always took pride in is mentoring assistant principals and helping them take their next step. You know, you can ask him and he'll tell you about principals who he has worked with that have moved on and taken on other buildings. For example, his successor was another one who Tim had a large part in helping develop. So when Tim came in and said that he has a possibility of getting a role as Associate Executive Director for the Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators, where his role would be helping develop administrators, it just fit. It fit perfectly in his skill set and what he's good at. While we will miss him, we're very happy because this next step is tailored to his strengths and I think his passion, and it'll allow him to have an impact on school leaders across the entire state of Ohio. So while we're disappointed in losing you, we do realize that this next step for you is really just that, a next step to be able to, you know, you're still gonna be an educator, but you're gonna be educating administrators, and it's just overwhelming the impact that's gonna have throughout the entire state. So congratulations to you and Karen on this next step in this move, and we wish you all the very best.
Yes, I just want to say I'm going to miss you at graduation this year because I always enjoy your speeches to the kids and your comments to them. And when you and Karen would walk all over Westlake, frankly, I know that people will miss seeing you then, but it's a wonderful opportunity for you. And we hate to see you go, but we're very, very happy for this opportunity for you. And Karen, I just want to say I knew about this, you know, before it was publicly announced, and you work with my daughter at Dover, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to be crushed. I couldn't say anything. I don't let the cat out of the bag. So I knew that she'd be, you know, crushed, but everybody is just thrilled for this opportunity you have, but you will be missed, and you've certainly left your mark on Westlake, both of you.
Well, you know, I've only been on the school board for 3 years, but I can honestly say that the reputation of Tim Freeman preceded that in a very positive way, very positive way. My children are one freshman, one and two in eighth grade, but 4, 5, 6 years ago, you know, eventually I knew they were going to be hitting the high school ranks, and it was encouraging all the positives that was coming out of the high school. So it was very encouraging to know that. On the positive side, though, too, your successor, which I know you've had a very, very good hand in grooming and developing over the years, Mr. Wilson, I think my children as well specifically will be excited to see him up there as well. As well, a lot of the kids at the high school who have gone through the Burness and have been with him. So I think there'll be a great collaboration between the students that are up and coming still and the ones that are actually in the high school right now. As everyone has said, you've been a great leader for the district. Your commitment to the district is just hard to really quantify. So I wish you, Karen, much success in Columbus, and I know you'll do great in the next step in your life.